the Rockstar Radio Show. Hello.
Hi, is this Sean?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Is this Jesse?
It is.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I want to thank you very much for your time today. It really means a lot.
Oh, anytime.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this new attraction video that you're featured in. You've kind of stepped out of your regular career into a whole new kind of new area, and you really kicked ass at it.
You know what? It was so much fun. We shot out in the middle of Simi Valley, and the guy, you know, Patrick was great, and everybody on set was just awesome, and it was just fun shooting guns. I was just like, yeah.
They gave you a whole bunch of guns to shoot. I mean, when you grew up as a kid, did you grow up at all being able to go out and hunt and kind of handle any guns, or was this kind of your first experience with that stuff?
Well, I was born in Texas, and I live in Oklahoma, so I've experienced shooting guns.
You're no stranger to it at all, then.
I got a gun collection. Okay.
How fun was the whole shoot? I mean, was this your first time doing any sort of, like, music video?
No, I've done a couple music videos, like Drowning Pool, and I was even on their CD cover. And,
oh, that was you, right, yeah.
Yeah, no, so I've done a bunch of stuff, but I haven't done one in a while. So when they asked me to do Attraction, I was like, yeah, God, I haven't done one in so long. And I had such a blast. It was so much fun. And you know what was made it cooler? Is you're shooting out in the middle of nowhere. You were literally in all these hills. So you were, like, far away. I even got lost on the last night trying to get out of there because we were leaving early before the crew set up. So the makeup artist and this other, the stylist and all this were, like, trying to, like, drive. And so we're, like, lost. and like, your phones don't work out there, so you can't map where, like, the street was. So it was fun. We had a good time.
So all in all, after the video is all said and done and the song is put to it and it's posted on YouTube, how happy are you with the turnout? How good do you think that you look personally?
You know what? No, I loved it. It looks amazing, all the lighting, and it was shot very, very good, you know? So it looked really good. So I was really excited. I was like, yeah.
Well, I think they did an exceptional job on it, and you looked especially great, as you always do. But, I mean, just the lighting, like you said, and everything else, it really, really turned out to be a really fun song and a really fun video. So I think you did a great job in it.
Thank you.
I kind of wanted to ask you about a couple other things, too, if that was fine. I know that you're a super, super busy gal. You know, obviously doing this video shoot, you're doing that. And then, of course, the other career off to the side is one of the biggest known, well-known adult film actresses in the entire world. What I've done is I kind of open up a few questions to our listeners that maybe they wanted to ask. And our demo here, it's a rock radio station. It's males 18 to 34. So that's, you know, obviously pretty much your demo, too.
Yeah.
I thought for sure they were going to write in with some really kind of inappropriate, crazy stuff. But you've got the classiest fans in the entire world. And the stuff that they asked was way more serious than anything I could have come up with.
Oh, interesting.
One of the main questions that came up was a guy named Alex. He wrote in. He was wondering, you know, there's a pending California legislation that they want to pass to make a law that in all adult films, condom usage will be mandatory. And then, of course, they want to spread that to all the other states. Do you have any thoughts on that legislation?
You know, I feel that everybody already has a choice whether you want to wear the condoms or not. You're tested every 30 days. See, now people freak out when they get scared on an HIV break, but it's people who only do web stuff that aren't in movies, that do B-level stuff, and people don't check their paperwork or their tests, you know? So I feel like, you know, it's already an option. You already, it is your body and your health. You have the choice to wear it, but I don't think it should be mandatory because personally, it doesn't feel good. Like, I don't like them, and I'm pretty sure most guys don't really like to wear them, and, you know, but I think it should be your choice. But I work with the same people, and we work with people who do all the big companies and the big budget things that are not going off, kind of making almost amateur films, really.
Yeah. Now, do you think that the legislation that they're pushing is for more health and safety inside of the industry, or are they trying just to promote safe sex? Because, I mean, if you look how many people right now are probably watching your movies. Do you think they're trying to get that safe sex message out to those people, or just to keep it kind of in the industry and be safe?
I think it's kind of a little bit of both, because you have to worry about now, you know, with the popularity of the shows like Teen Mom and stuff.
Sure.
At first, they were like, this is great. It shows how hard it is. And, you know, you would think it'd promote safe sex. Well, and, you know, at first it did drop the